Six things men over 30 shouldn't do near women under 25. 1. Don't smile while they are exercising. This especially goes for when women are jogging. Many men over 30 do this move where they stop, turn, and smile while watching the woman jog past them, holding the smile for a seemingly inhuman amount of time. Please don't do this. It's creepy and everyone knows what you're doing. Also, don't start smiling when a woman is jogging toward you. She is looking intensely past you for a reason. This rule also applies for when at the gym. I don't go to the gym because I've given up on my body, but I have friends who tell me stories of men over 30 hitting on women under 25 at the gym. I imagine a balding man with shoulder hair sprouts sweating profusely leaning on a treadmill while a woman under 25 who has a graduate degree and a good job and a bright social life is just trying to exercise. He's smiling and talking to himself because she has headphones on. 2. Don't hold a door open for an absurd amount of time. This especially also involves a creepy smile. The long door hold open is often equated with, I want to fuck you, look how nice I am, I'm just being a really nice guy is all. This awkward interaction may last only 10 or 15 seconds, but it feels much longer. The long door hold open is often followed by an quote-unquote ass checkout, which is obvious and embarrassing. These types of men over 30 wear khakis and order coffee drinks with whipped cream. If you're going to hold a door open for a woman under 25 and you're a man over 30, just don't make eye contact. And please make sure you're not holding the door open for any other reason than to be nice. Ask yourself, would I hold this door open for someone I don't want to stick my penis inside? You know what? Maybe just don't hold the door open at all if you're over 30 and the woman is under 25. Most women have arms. 3. Don't stare at a woman's crotch like you're going to beam into it. This one may seem obvious, but I've seen many men over 30 do this move, typically at a coffee shop or restaurant. The man over 30 is typically sitting down and staring at the crotches of the waitresses and other female customers who are conveniently at an eye-to-crotch level. Men over 30 who check out young asses are common fare in our society, but the crotch gazer is a special breed of aging man. It seems aggressive in a murderous way. If you do this, please stop immediately. If you do this and sit near the bathroom to stare at female crotches as they leave the bathroom, you are hopeless, and my only hope is that you one day unknowingly crotch watch your mother. 4. If you're within 10 feet of a woman under 25, don't adjust your penis and testicles with your hand inside your pants pocket. 5. Don't stand inches from a woman when there are several feet of space. Many men over 30 are desperate and for some reason think close physical proximity will work in their favor when in reality it does the exact opposite. Because you're sitting at the bar doesn't mean your feet have to be on her bar stool, or worse, your knee touching her knee or leg. I've seen this too many times. It's not only unbelievably aggressive, it's gross. The only thing worse than a man over 30 hitting on a woman under 25 is a drunk one who says something like, "But your shoulders look so tight, let me help." Just stop. You remind her of her dad's pervert friend, George or Bill or Frank. 6. Just don't smile. This may seem like a ridiculous blanket statement, but I imagine the percentage of women under 25 who want a man over 30 to smile at them is somewhere between 5 and 10%. Note, if you're a man over 30 and you're reading this and disagree, do the following. Walk into the bathroom and stand in front of the mirror. Look at yourself. Then smile and say the following. Hello, ladies. If you don't feel like a creeper, good for you. It means you're either Don Draper or Ryan Gosling.